From the Kramer Basketball Headquarters in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you are listening to the Coach's Edge Podcast, powered by CoachesEdge.coach. Here is your host, Steve Kramer.
Welcome to the Coach's Edge Podcast, and on this episode, I want to talk about helping your players get better, especially if they're a serious player, they want to play at the college level. Maybe you're a player listening and looking for some nuggets on what you can do to continue to get better, and I'm going to share with you what I did to continue to improve myself and give myself the chance to eventually, you know, get recruited by Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, JUCO, and play basketball at the college level. And for me, being fortunate enough, with enough hard work and time, to play basketball for a living overseas in like 7 different countries I've played in. And that's obviously been influential in what I do now is training full-time for the past 10 years, helping players and programs get better. So with that in mind, I just want to express a little bit of gratitude. We just finished Thanksgiving and I was in a car accident. I was coming back up with to Michigan with my family and we hit a deer and the deer is no longer with us. And it was that type of accident. And so my vehicle is in the shop and I had to stay up here. I am staying up here for another week until the vehicle gets fixed. My wife and my kids flew home. And while I was up here already, because I was up here for a week, I had 3 practices scheduled with different programs in Michigan I was going to work with. So those were great. Had Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We were going to take off for home on Saturday. Obviously, I didn't get to do it. I'm up here another week. I put on Facebook, hey, I'm in the area. Anybody that wants to bring me in for a practice, let me know. Happy to come and work with your team. And the time I did that at night, the next morning when I woke up, my Facebook page was, my messages were filled up. I was getting text messages. I was getting emails. And, you know, it ended up being Monday through Friday. We'll work with a different program every single day. And that's not even working with all the programs that reached out trying to get some time with me. And so I just want to express, before we get into these 3 keys, some gratitude for everybody that's asked me to come in and work and try to help them. It's just a pretty cool thing. So with that in mind, the 3 things that I recommend for players, and I can give you some examples of what I personally did to continue to improve and give myself a chance to play at the college level, is number 1, playing with older, better people. When I was in 6th grade, give or take, my dad was still playing quite a bit and he would go to open gyms. He would go to these, you know, adult open gyms. He played in leagues and stuff like that. There was this open gym that he would go to and usually go on Sundays. Sometimes he'd go on Sundays and Wednesdays in the evening and he'd bring me along. And most of the time that meant I was just shooting around on the side basket, watching the older guys play. These guys ranged. I mean, they might've been from, you know, early 20s to 40s and maybe even guy like in his 50s. Playing ball. And I remember, you know, just shooting on one end and they're coming down and getting off the court real quick or shooting on the side baskets and just watching. And they'd go for about 2 hours. And usually after about an hour and a half, some of the guys, there's usually about 15 guys, some of the guys would start to leave. And so for that last half hour, sometimes they need an extra player or 2. So they'd ask myself, hey, you want to jump in? We need 10. Yeah, I would get the chance to play that last 20, 30 minutes with guys that were a lot better than me, a lot older than me, and get to play. And you learn so much from being around people that are bigger, stronger, faster, better than you, and also smarter than you. Now, if you're a good high school player and depending on what area you're in, you may not be able to find somebody who's better than you in all those different areas. But if you can put yourself around somebody who's a smarter player, if you can put yourself around somebody who's bigger or stronger or faster or a better shooter or more skilled, and just find people that have strengths that are better than yours and can continue to play against them, it's going to be huge. And, you know, I continue to go. And so eventually, you know, my dad was still playing and those guys kind of took me under their wing. And going to those open gyms, before you know it, I'm a sophomore, junior in high school, and they're letting me be the only high school player that gets to play with this adult kind of invitation only open gym league. And it helped me so much as a player because, yeah, some of these guys were out of shape. You know, they certainly weren't in their prime anymore, but they all had different strengths that I didn't have yet, knowledge that I didn't have yet. And so to play against guys like that, the game slowed down for me. And so then when I was going to play against guys my own age, things moved a little bit slower. I had an understanding of the game and screens and cuts and spacing that I think a lot of my teammates didn't have just because they didn't get the opportunity to play against better players as much as I did. So that's number one, find better players to play against. The second one is are you willing, if you're a player listening or as a coach, this player that you think may have the ability to play college ball, they play on their own. You got to play on your own. Because if you want to play at the next level and you're not so invested in the game that you can't go out and play on your own, you don't have it. You don't have what it takes, right? Because there's a small amount of people that go on to play at the college level, right? Some are extremely talented. Boom, they're automatically going to be there. But for the rest of you, myself included, there's got to be some other things that allow you to play basketball at the college level. IQ, skills, work ethic, determination, leadership, all those different things come into play. And so if you play on your own, right? So I already talked about I'm finding people that are better than me to play against. Well, that's not enough. I need to be able to take what I learned, ask myself, boy, how did I get my butt kicked when I was playing against these older guys? And now I go and I work at it on my own. I work on like that harder jab, a harder one dribble into a more explosive, like pull up jump shot, because that's what I need to be able to get it off against better competition. Right. And I'm working on that. And then I go back in and I try it out. Right. And then I go back. What did I learn? Okay. I got to work on, you know, when I drive to the right, I'm just kind of veering to the short corner. Instead, I got to drop my shoulder and keep getting to the rim. Work at it on my own, working at it. Okay. Now it's time for me to try it out. Visualizing the game and the situations that I'm going to be in, and then working at it on your own is essential, right? If you're not a player who doesn't have the interest and you're not invested enough to play basketball on your own, let's say you have a very slim chance playing at the college level. If you do wind up playing at the college level, it's probably more so because God blessed you with a lot of talent, right? Then that's ability to just like lock in and get after it. I mean, those are the types of players that you want to have on your team as teammates. You don't want the guy or the girl, like they're just there because they're really talented, right? You want the people who have blood, sweat, and tears and the time investment put in. I mean, those are the people that you want to be with. So give yourself a chance, play basketball on your own. That's huge. And then the third one is go to games, go to watch basketball games. This is a big difference than watching game film, watching clips, watching games on TV. Now, those three things are great. But let me tell you where I think the advantage is actually going to games, right? So first and foremost, if you're watching clips, like coaches cutting clips for you, they send you some clips of the game. Watch those. You can learn a lot from them. It's short and sweet, right? We hear all this about attention spans being shorter and all those different things. So quick clip, what can I learn on this turnover that I made? Great. All right. That's good. Watching a full game film of you play or your team play, very beneficial, right? You were in that position. Now you're watching from a bird's eye view and you're starting to see some of the things that you can do better and improve upon. Great. Watching games on TV. There's a lot we can learn from watching a game on TV, whether it's college level, whether it's pro basketball. Yes, I know that from a athletic standpoint, it's very hard to relate to those levels, but there's takeaways that can always be had. If you are a person who wants to learn, the opportunities are constant to learn, right? And if you're a person who thinks that you know it all, you're going to look around and find that there's nothing to learn, right? So if you have a mindset of a student and always trying to learn different things, you can pick up things even from the NBA, where the average height is 6'7", the average vertical leap is like 33 inches. Yeah, I might not be able to relate to that, but there's going to be things that you can take away. Those are the best people in the world at what they do. We can learn things from them, no doubt about it. So when it comes to watching games, what I think is even more beneficial than the three things that I just mentioned is going to a game yourself. And I'll give you a few different examples. When I was in sixth grade, the best player in our area was a high school player named Seth Moss. He's a point guard. He was like 5'11", 6 foot. And the way he moved, the way he played, I think he had some injuries, but at one point he was getting recruited by like Big Ten schools. And I don't know if he wound up playing college basketball or not, but the point is he was so good and he played in a way that no one else played in the area that I was from. And so even though he didn't play for my high school team, my grandpa would say, "Steven, Lakers is playing at this school, Cass City, and they're, you know, this is the best game in the whole area." And so I'd go hop in a truck with him and he would drive me to that game and I would sit there and I would watch that entire game. Not highlights, not clips. You watch the full game. Now keep in mind, I'm not on a cell phone. Cell phones didn't exist. I'm not distracted by anything else. I'm watching a game. I'm eating popcorn. I'm having a good time with my grandpa. You know, my grandpa's teaching me things as I'm watching this game unfold. And you get a feel for momentum. You get a feel for the impact of the crowd. You get a feel for the impact that a timeout has, what coaching adjustments are being played. You also get to understand, like, based on time, score, situation, when players are trying to get their teammates involved, when players are trying to be more aggressive scoring, when a defense has changed or the intensity has picked up. You feel and you see all those things more so when you're going to an actual game. So that's one example of when I was younger. Now I'm in high school and I want a chance to play college ball, right? And so I was if I would have played Division I, it would be like low-level Division I basketball is where I would have played. So, and then it was a handful of other levels. So when I was in high school, I watched NAIA, Cornerstone against Siena Heights. I watched Division II, Saginaw Valley against Ferris State, Northwood against somebody else. Those are like Division II GLIAC, or GLIAC type schools. Division I would be like Central Michigan because that was a school that was recruiting me at the time. Watching them play whoever they were playing, right? I went to Division III games, Hope College against Albion, right? I went to NAIA, like just different levels of play that I went and watched play. This was an eye-opener for me as a high school player who was the best player in my area to be able to go and watch guys that were only a few years older than me play college basketball. And it didn't matter if it was Division III or Division I. I'm watching these guys get after it and compete and saying, whoa, these guys are good. These guys are tough. These guys are physical. And I'm watching the game and I'm like, I got to get better. I have to get better. It gave me more motivation. And I wouldn't have had that if I didn't go to see him play because I wouldn't know, right? You wouldn't know. You might hear things. You might see a highlight clip. It's not the same as being in the gym, feeling the environment around you, feeling when momentum shifts, feeling a crowd or seeing a crowd or a student section get on a specific player from the opposing team and watching them and seeing like, how do they respond to this, right? Do they respond positively? Do they respond negatively, right? The intensity that coaches have, right? And the tough coaching that they're giving their players and how the players are taking it, right? They're not pouting, they're taking that coaching. Again, going to games is huge. So if you are a coach listening and you have a player who you think can play at the next level, send them this episode. If you are a player listening and you take me up and you go to a college basketball game, put your phone away and watch the college basketball game, right? What's on your phone is not as important as what's out in front of you, especially during the downtimes. Like I still do it myself. You go to a game, hey, that's timeout, blah, blah, blah. Like flip my phone. I'll waste a couple minutes before that. Maybe I've missed a play here and there because I'm texting somebody, whatever it might be. That's a mistake. That's a mistake because when you go to a game, there's so much learning that can take place when a team's at the free throw line. You're saying, okay, well, how are they lining up at the free throw line? Are they about to press? All right. That might dictate how they line up at the free throw line. Does the team know a press is going to take place? Who's inbounding it? How smooth did that transition? These things are hard to see when you're just clipping pieces of a game. And they're impossible to feel when you're watching film. So although film and watching games cannot hurt you, it is not going to hurt you. Absolutely, it can only help. So do those things. Watch clips, watch game film, watch games on TV. They're going to help you. But I'm telling you, even more so, go to actual basketball games. I am so surprised when I'll hear from a college player or a high school player, and they'll talk about a certain level of college basketball. Man, it might be a little too low for me, you know, and they're shooting for a higher level. And then after continuing to talk to them, I realize they've never actually seen that level play. So you're going to tell me you're too good to play Division III basketball and you've never seen a Division III basketball game? That sounds a little arrogant, a little conceited, and for the most part, extremely incorrect. If you think you're too good for Division III and you think you're a Division II player and you're not being recruited by Division II, you're probably not a Division II player, right? But do yourself a favor, go to a Division III game, go to a Division II game, go to a Division I game, right? And if you're not a all, you know, region player, you're probably not going to benefit as much watching Michigan against Michigan State as you are going to a game where Coastal Carolina is playing Georgia Southern. That would be more beneficial for you, right? So those three things in review: play and find people that are better than you, play against them. Two, work out on your own. If you really want it, you'll put in the time when no one else does. And then number three, go to games. Don't just watch them on your phone or your TV. Go to actual basketball games. There's so much we can learn from being in those environments. Thank you for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. If you need anything, let me know. Coachesedge.coach for our membership. We love helping out coaches as we dive into basketball season. Happy to serve you however we can. Thanks for listening. Get after today.